as deep as I may go in my songs. When I read, I want to read Grisham. I want to read Jantz. I want to read just a quick down and dirty. And if it's not a biography, I want to know who they slept with, when they slept with them, was it good, and why. So I wanted to write a beach read, something that people would find hard to put down.
Writing songs, magazine columns, and sci-fi, Janice Ian has done all three. But penning her autobiography required a different approach and an even more direct kind of honesty. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Janice Ian has spent most of her life in the public eye, starting her songwriting career as a teenager. Now, some might choose to shy away from the spotlight after 40 years in its glow, but for a truth-seeking writer like Janice, keeping things hidden just doesn't work. Neither does leaving out the bad stuff. And in her latest book, Society's Child, My Autobiography, she covers all the truth, from IRS issues to suicide attempts in plain view. But there are also lessons learned and a unique musical perspective from a sharp-witted writer who's seen a lot. The early days found her crossing paths with Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. Today, she's a still-working songwriter living in Nashville. And when Janice Ian visited FUV, she performed two of her most famous songs and told host John Platt about her own reactions to writing the book.
What prompted you to do this project?
I was actually sitting in a car with a couple of other musicians, and I said something about Jimmy. And one of them turned to me and said, "You're talking about Jimi Hendrix?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You knew Jimi Hendrix?" And I still wasn't thinking about it, and I said, "Yeah, I knew Jimmy. I mean, everybody knew each other." And he said, wait a minute, you knew Jimi Hendrix? And it suddenly occurred to me that because I started in the business when I was, when I had my first song copyrighted when I was 13, I had this really unique, I think, vantage point that people like even Baez, who I adore, or Judy Collins, or Dave Van Ronk, the late great, didn't have, because they were already adults. And I hit the village in that whole Jimmy and Janice and Brian and everybody scene when I was 13 and 14. So that started me thinking, and then it became apparent that it would be really nice to stay home for a whole year, and this was the perfect excuse. I mean, that's being as honest as I can.
You come to my door, baby. Your face is clean and shining black as night. My mama went to answer, you know, that you looked so fine. Now I could understand the tears and the shame. She called you boy instead of your name. When she wouldn't let you inside, when she turned and said, "But honey, he's not our kind." She said, "I can't see you anymore, baby."
It's weird to think that something you wrote might be part of history. That's a really cool thing, but it's very strange, too. It was like writing the book. There were periods when I was writing the autobiography when I talked about my ex-husband hitting me, for instance, where I would just kind of sit there for 10 minutes and go, you know what, I'm really not sure I want people to know about this stuff. And then each time I'd just look at myself in the mirror and go, you know what, this is what you do. And this is the only thing you do that's better than other people, usually, is you tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and so the book was this constant. It was like writing at 17, because that was the same thing over the 3 months of, do I really want to talk about my skin? Do I really want to talk about not getting invited? You know, how embarrassing can this become? And yet at the end of it, I'm really glad that I took this path with it. Well, and how humiliating would it be, you know? I mean, after songs like Society's Child and at 17, to write a piece of garbage, that would be awful.
It was long ago and far away. Was younger than today, when dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game, and when we dare, we cheat ourselves at solitaire. With me and murmur vague obscenities. girls like me at 17.
Janis Ian performing a live version of one of her biggest hits from the 70s, the song At 17. Hear the complete conversation and performance and other exclusive interviews in our archives at WFUV.org.